Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, thy unworthy servants, gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thy heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interest, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels may be to the glory of thy blessed name.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I pray your indulgence to amend the order paper. I want to withdraw item 4 from the order paper. Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, permit me to sign on SO5 too, so that the business of the House may commence.
Any seconder?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that SO5 to be suspended so that the business of the House may commence. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it. Yeah, Mr. Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I'm requesting your indulgence to allow me to amend the order paper. I'm withdrawing item 4 from the order paper. It will be brought by the Minister of Information and Communications in the due course. I will have an announcement to make to the House to this effect when you adjourn, Mr. Speaker.
That is not 4.
1, 2, 3. Item 4 at the back of the page.
Mr. Leader,
Mr. Speaker, I'm absolutely sorry and apologize. The other paper I have lists that item as item 4. I'm sorry, at the back. So we have 2 other papers that are circulating now. I'm sorry about that, Mr. Speaker. Well, I don't know. So I'm withdrawing item 3 now that I have received the proper order paper. I'm withdrawing item 3, Mr. Speaker, and it will be brought at a later date by the Minister of Information and Communications. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
That is noted. Honorable members, that is the piece of information. So we are now left with item 4. So item 4 now becomes item 3. Is that so, Mr. Leader? Item 4 now becomes item 3. Okay. Yes, Bintu.
Record of vote and proceedings for Wednesday, 28th September 2017.
We go to the vote and proceedings. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5, page 6, page 7, and page 8. There be no corrections or amendments. Will somebody move for the adoption of the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 28th September 2017?
Mr. Speaker, I so moved.
Any seconder? It has been moved and seconded that The votes and proceedings for Thursday, 28th September 2019 be adopted. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 28th September 2017 has been adopted. Parliament in motion. Proposer, Honorable Ansumana J. Kaikai. Seconder, Honorable Frederick S. Sori. Continue debate.
Public election.
Yes,
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I have never moved a parliamentary motion in this House. And as far as the issues are concerned, I had effectively moved earlier, or that I have informed this House earlier that under Standing Orders 25-2, whatever motion is under my name in this House is not yet matured because it doesn't carry my signature as stipulated under Standing Orders 25-2. And I read, Mr. Speaker, with your permission.
No, don't read. Go on.
I thank you, Mr. Speaker. In that regard, and in that stead, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I would like to know under what standing orders this parliamentary motion has been placed under my name, because I do not have a motion legitimately in this House as it reads on the order paper.
Honorable Ansu, okay, sit down. Honorable Ansu, you are a very senior member of parliament, and I'm going to say, in this circumstance, you are the most senior member of parliament here. The most senior. What I thought you were going to say was that, Mr. Speaker, I had withdrawn. That was what I expected. Mr. Speaker, I had withdrawn. Then we look into that. Honorable Ansu, sit down, please.
I'm sitting.
Honorable Ansu, all of us were here. Now let us recall the incident. Let us relive the instance. This motion was going to be moved by the Honorable Freddy Sori. What he did was to give notice of a motion that was to come in this chamber in his name. But you hurriedly and very excitedly said you were in fact going to move the motion there and then. That was precisely what transpired. That was why the leader used the word hijacked. And JB, Honorable JB, was saying that that word should not have been used. I said no, there was nothing unparliamentary about that word. Because effectively, what Honorable Ansu did was to hijack the motion. Effectively, that was what he did. So if we are in this now, you are saying the motion was not signed by you. That was second thought, really. Let us face it. That was second thought. Because that was not the pit, that was not the burden of your argument initially. It was not, sit down. That was not the burden of your argument. You said you were withdrawing. Full stop. Then, and you, we are going to withdraw under Standing Order 31. And we read 31. Perhaps what was unfortunate in your case, you felt at liberty to quote 31, not knowing the implications of 31. You never knew the implications of 31. And so, some of us had to learn from you in this parliament when we came. Some of us. But now some of us can perhaps can teach you the standing orders. It's true. You never knew what was the implication of 31. What does 31 say? 31 does give you the power and authority and indeed the liberty to withdraw the motion. But that does not kill the motion. It does not kill the motion. You never knew that. I'm sure you did know that, only that on reflection, you regretted. That is it. So the question of you not signing the motion. Now, it was you that typed this motion and took it to the office of the clerk and handed over. Okay, Mr. Clerk.
I did not do that.
Okay. Can you explain?
Honorable members, the Honorable Ansu Kaikai, I would want to beg to see the Right Honorable Ansu Kaikai, came to my office, and there were witnesses. I will not name the witnesses because of parliamentary decorum. With a typed written motion, which he himself typed. If the honorable member is standing before this honorable house and denying what he did make, I'm sorry. I stop so far.
Mr. Clerk,
yes,
sir. The technicality here, and that is where the argument of Honorable Ansu Kaikai is anchored. The technicality here, even if Ansu Kaikai took this notice to you, even if Ansu Kaikai wrote this notice, even if Ansu Kaikai typed this notice, the technicality here is he never signed it. And one can only claim responsibility for something where your signature appears. So, but, honorable members, all of us were here. In the name of honor, and all of us are honorable members, if this man had not signed this motion, if he never knew that this motion was to stand in his name, how could he have come to this chamber and asked for a withdrawal of this motion? So, honorable members, the whole thing is messy. The whole thing is untidy. The whole thing is most dishonorable. Therefore, Ansu Kaikai, being a very, very honorable member of parliament and a very senior member of parliament, and perhaps I should go and say, and I'm going to say it, the most senior member of parliament, I really don't want his name to be dragged in the mud, certainly. So, but this motion, he has said that the motion is not his. He has disclaimed responsibility for this motion. He has disowned the motion, but the motion is still with the House. What do you want to say now? It is okay. You say the motion is not yours. What do you want to say now? Answer. It is because of what you are. I don't want anybody to mess you up. I have all sit down. Can you? Okay.
I appreciate that which the accolade that Mr. Speaker had given me. Indeed, I want this House, Mr. Speaker, to know that me standing here, the Honorable Ansumana Jaya Kaikai, have very much made this House my home. And in that state, I will say this, that I will never have this house in disrepute. I appreciate that the speaker has all of what he had, the adjectives that he has used on me. But also, for the sake of...
The adjectives have not been used on you, they have been used in passing.
I thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, however, appreciate that those adjectives that you used in passing. Let me now say that if this motion, as it is on the other paper, is a parliamentary motion, I'll now ask the House, Mr. Speaker, with your leave, for this motion to be delivered to the leader of government, majority leader of the House, and have the name, the motion in his name, because he's the majority leader of the House. And that, those are the qualifications that a parliamentary motion, if it has to be a parliamentary motion, it has to be dedicated to him and not me.
Yes, Honorable Kello.
No, not emotion. Not to be emotion. Enough for dinner, my name.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. These are some of the advantages of having people like Honorable Kello in this house. We eliminate turbulence. Mr. Speaker, I'm standing on SO251A, and I move that the statutory instrument number 115 for 2017, published on the 13th July 2017 in the supplement of the Sierra Leone Gazette, volume CXL, Roman 8, number 38, dated 13th July 2017, and laid on the table of the House on Tuesday, 19th September 2017, be debated pursuant to Section 177C of the Constitution of Sierra Leone, Act No. 6 of 1991.
So, do you now want to own the motion?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, if we go to our standing orders, 25 to be specific, 1A. Since the motion is with the House and it has been disclaimed by the previous mover, somebody has now opted to own it and he has stood on 25-1A. And that he is standing on 25-1A. A motion, unless this orders otherwise direct, notice shall be given of any motion or amendment which it is proposed to move, with the exception of the following. You see, honorable members, I've always insisted, whether it is law or not, I'm not a lawyer, but what I know, the language of law is English. As long as it is not written in German, French, Spanish, or Italian, English, I can interpret any English. ISPP, I can interpret any English. So, a motion. So, what Kello has done, he does not need to give notice of this motion, because this is one of the exceptions. And it's called for a motion for the amendment of any motion. And the amendment of any motion, by amendment here, of course, we know what the word amendment is. Amendment here, as it is used, operates as a noun. But the adjective, the verb of amendment is amend. And to amend is to change, to alter, to adjust. So it is in place. So the seconder of the motion still stands. That is Frederick Essori. So we still have this motion with us. Yes, Anson.
The motion is now with another member of parliament other than me, which I do appreciate. But also, Mr. Speaker.
Answer, sit down.
No, Mr. Speaker, let me land.
Sit down.
Let me land, please.
Sit down.
Okay.
Hey, you, camera. Honorable Veronica, would you like to stand? The other day, some of you were saying that perhaps Ansu took exception to me saying sit down, and I did not see anything wrong in that. There is nothing derogatory about sit down, particularly where you persist in standing, where you have been told to sit down. Whether the word please is added there or not, it is not in any way derogatory. I've told my friend Ansu to sit down. I'm not going to disown him. We have been friends for over 50 years. Over 50 years, we have been friends. Well, of course, my junior, he knows it. He knows it. If anybody knows SBB Dumbuya in this country, he is one person. He knows SBB Dumbuya. Yes, okay, sit down. Sit down, Vero. Yes, Rado.
Mr. Speaker, well, it's very interesting that we are learning, and it is good for the new members to continue learning. So in as much as we leave, they now know. But you only learn on a particular occasion. No matter how you read, you cannot. So I'm standing on 31.2. 31.2.
Yes, 31.
Two. I have bad eyes. Let me glasses there, babe. So, Mr.
31, two. Yes.
Yes, sir, Mr. Speaker. Let me read with the leave of Mr. Speaker. 31.2 is saying a motion which has been withdrawn may be proposed again at any time during the session, but no motion shall be proposed which is the same in substance as any motion which, during the same session, has been resolved in the affirmative or negative. Mr. Speaker, I'm using 31.2 because we are now withdrawing the motion of the Honorable Ansu Kaikai, and is going to be owned now by the Honorable Kefala from Western Rural. So I am confused. Eh? Western Urban. Very sorry, it's my brother. So I want to learn, given that particular standing order.
Standing order, what you have quoted does not help you here. It is not tenable here. It is not applicable here. And as a matter of fact, yes, General, remind.
Mr. Speaker, I totally agree with the Honourable Member on 31.2, but fortunately he has answered the question himself. The last part of the SO itself says,
yes,
during the same session has been resolved in the affirmative or negative. There has been no debate, so the question of resolution does not arise. We should not waste time on this, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members,
General,
under section 25 of the standing orders, Mr. Speaker, first and foremost, it is doubtful whether there is any motion before this house. It is doubtful whether there is any motion before this house. The reason being,
sit down, Param. Param, you are not here. There is still a motion before the house. whether the motion was withdrawn or not. 331. Now, somebody was calling the name of Segepo. I have the greatest respect and admiration for Segepo. Not only respect, admiration as well. And when I speak, you please study my words. Not only respect, admiration for him as well. Because when he looked at this thing, he wanted to see how he could wriggle, how Kaikai could wriggle himself out of it. He said, Mr. Speaker, I think the only thing we have to do is to amend the statute. So that cannot be done. That cannot be done now. And as long as that cannot be done, 31 is sacrosanct. 31 is operative. 31 is mandatory. 31 is obligatory.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Sit down. Yes. Mobile mic.
Go collect. Hey. No. Go back.
Get it again.
Go for the mic.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I'm still trying to get my head around why we are wasting time on this instrument in the first place. Because this instrument in the first place has so many anomalies. I'll just point out two, Mr. Speaker. First of all, Mr. Speaker, pursuant to our standing orders, Mr. Speaker, the instrument has no memorandum of object to start with. Secondly, Mr. Speaker, the instrument is not complete because
Radu. You are saying that we have not yet debated. But the instrument is now before the House. Once this instrument is before the House, anything connected thereto, anything relating to the instrument can be said now. Go on.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, the instrument is not complete because it did not capture paramount chief members of parliament who are also in the constitution mandated to be elected to represent paramount chiefs in this House of Parliament. So as a result, Mr. Speaker, I want to humbly submit that you invoke section 94.2 so that this instrument could be withdrawn or out of this House. Thank you.
Wait, let us go to the point. Hold on. Let us go to the point. The honorable member has said, effectively, you are saying that the instrument is not complete.
Yeah, I'm absolutely, Mr. Speaker.
Now, we have the village headman,
yes,
the councillor,
yeah,
the mayor, district chairperson, parliamentarian, president, yes, we don't have the paramount chief. Yes, Radu.
Yes, sir. Mr. Speaker, members of parliament here, there are no distinction. They said parliamentarians. And so, therefore, we comprise of ordinary parliament and paramount chief. So, therefore, members of paramount chief are also captured.
No. I say an emphatic no to that. Emphatically. My answer is an emphatic no. What about the fourth instrument? Mr. Clark. Now we have here another instrument. Sit down, Mr. Clark, sorry. The other instrument we have, presidential candidate, ordinary members of parliament, paramount chief member of parliament. You see, that is the distinction.
Well, Mr. Speaker, we are not debating 155. We are debating 115. As far as I'm concerned, we don't have that before us. I am only debating what is before me. I am debating 115. I am debating. That's why I go to your reference, gentlemen. We have to read. I'm debating 115. I'm not preempting. What is before us is 115. And the motion is in question is 115.
Okay.
So my object of debate is on 115.
Okay. Now we are debating 115. But the question is 115 is not comprehensive enough. 115 is lacking in one thing. That is the question. Yes, JB.
You know the constitution take precedence over the standing order we have here.
Yes.
As Honorable Rado said this morning, we are all learning, and no matter the age, you must continue learning. I really want us to look at the constitution. 177. 177 subsection 7.
170.
Subsection 7. MSC. 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, subsection 7 C. Let's look at it. So you know, that will give us another chance of learning.
Yeah. Right.
170 7, subsection 7 C.
170 subsection 7.
C.
That.
Can I read?
No, listen, no. Don't worry, I read for you.
Okay.
Any orders, rules, or regulations made by any person or authority pursuant to a power conferred in that behalf by this constitution or any other law shall come into force at the expiration of a period of 21 days or so laid unless parliament before the expiration of the said period of 21 days are not. What is the relevance of this?
Very simple. I had my brother, coming up with reasons about the essence of the very instrument before us that is not properly laid.
Yes.
And if that is the case.
JB, Honorable JB, what you have said with respect is totally irrelevant. Totally irrelevant. The objection raised by Honorable Al-Hassan is that this statutory instrument that we are about to debate is not properly before the House. That is his contention. That is his contention. It's because there is a difference between ordinary members of parliament and paramount chief members of parliament. There is a difference.
Speaker. Wait. Let me learn. Oh my God. Mr. Speaker, I think I see you on the floor.
Yes, Swallow. Swallow had the floor. Swallow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the points I want to make here is owing to the fact that the instrument before us, as highlighted by my colleague from the other side of the aisle is saying the instrument did not go into details by stating ordinary members of parliament and the parliament chief members of parliament. But Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to believe that the document specifically generalized the cost that should be paid by parliamentarians.
You know, Swallow, honorable.
Yes, sir.
Honorable Swallow.
Mr. Speaker.
The one thing for which I fear the law, why I fear the law? Law deals with precision. You must be precise. Any lacuna is a disqualification. Any lacuna is a disqualification. Any lacuna. Yes?
Mr. Speaker, I still go back to my earlier statement and also add to the statement made by the honorable member from the Western area. Mr. Speaker, you have made the point very clear. You spoke like a lawyer or a judge. There is an objection before this House.
Yes, but I'm not a lawyer, but at one time, I do recall, Honorable Rado did say here. Honorable Rado did say here. Somebody was saying about law. Then Rado said, and very correctly, yes, the member of parliament is not a lawyer, but a lawmaker. So we are lawmakers. We make the laws that you people execute.
Yes. Mr. Speaker, I totally agree with you. And it is in that vein, I'm kindly asking that we respect the laws we make.
Okay, very well.
If we are lawmakers, we have to respect the laws
we make. Yeah, very well.
Mr. Speaker, the point is very clear that paramount chiefs are not ordinary members of parliament. It is very clear.
They are not.
I will take you to the Constitution, Mr. Speaker.
Yes.
The Constitution made two separate provisions for paramount chiefs as against ordinary members of parliament. 74(1). Members of parliament shall comprise the following: one member of parliament for each district, who shall, subject to the provisions of this constitution, be elected in such manner as may be prescribed by or under any law, etc., etc., from among persons who under any law are for the time being paramount chiefs. That is one. And B goes to separate, and it says such number of members as parliament may prescribe, who, subject to the provision of this constitution, shall be elected in such manner as may be prescribed by or under any law. So the constitution is deliberate.
It's clear.
But added to that, Mr. Speaker, some of us who were here between 2007 and 12, including the deputy minority leader, will attest to the fact that the instrument which they are attempting to replace clearly separated ordinary members of parliament from paramount chiefs. It clearly separated them. So there is no need to waste time on this. They have made a mistake. We must accept that they've made a mistake, and the mistake is visible. But secondly also, Mr. Speaker, so taking the cue from Honorable Alassane, he mentioned, but in passing, that this document was not accompanied by a memorandum. It is a must. It is a must.
It does not have a memorandum?
Yes, and it is a must. If the memorandum, it does not have a memorandum. Mr. Speaker, I'll tell you something which is very embarrassing. There are two statutory instruments that were sent to this House by the very people who brought it to lay in this House. One of them that was not laid, which they did not want us to lay, that contradicted the first one, came with a memorandum which we also wanted to discuss. But I will not mention it because it is not before the House. But the document that is before the House came without a memorandum. Mm-hmm. And on that note, Mr. Speaker, I think it makes sense that if there is an objection, we are not debating the content of the instrument. So we should not waste the time of this House. We have to go straight to the point and agree whether it is before us properly or not. If it is before us properly, you rule. And if it is not, you also rule. You have been referred to Section 94(2) of the Constitution, Mr. Speaker. The powers enshrined in this Constitution.
I know. I know. Yes, answer.
Mr. Speaker, I want to call the attention of this House. I want to call the attention of this House to the fact that the points that the Deputy Speaker made, I have been struggling to stand on Section 74 in its entirety that Mr. Deputy Speaker stood on. Because in essence, it stipulates that the Primary Chief Members of Parliament in themselves are parliamentarians like us. We sit in the same chamber. We share the same allowances.
Same salary.
Same salary. So therefore, in essence, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, these of our paramount chiefs, like us, are parliamentarians. And if this, what we have before us, the statutory instrument refers to parliamentarians, they do qualify under the same as parliamentarians. And now with the issue of on the issue of the memorandum,
yeah.
I'd like to know why the clerk of the House had this instrument on the order paper without a memorandum of understanding. Without a memorandum.
No more argument. My ruling is that the instrument in question does not have a memorandum, therefore it is not properly before the House. And secondly, there is nothing wrong in specifying Parliament Chief Members of Parliament. That to me is a mistake. Why they left it out, only they themselves know. So the instrument is not properly before the House. Sit down. Ansukaka, I've already ruled. No, I've ruled. Ansu Kai Kai. The law is the law. Mr. Leader, next adjournment date, can you advise? The said document is not properly before this House. That's my ruling. Yes, Mr. Leader, they say you have an announcement to make.
in respect of the agreement from the Minister of Information and Communications, there will be a privilege tomorrow at 11 o'clock, honorable members. It is important that we discuss the said agreement before coming to the well on the next adjourned by the speaker. Thank you very much.
Honorable, yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'm standing on SO 23. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, for some of us coming from rural communities who have to pass through the toll, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I'm bringing it to this parliament and to the general public that the security of this city, because of the toll, is very risky. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, there are bypasses to the toll, and you have to pass through those areas, and you cannot come to the toll. You come to the city with drugs and other harmful instruments to this city without no police checkpoints.
Without
no police checkpoints from here to Mashaka.
Order. I would like to see the following people immediately after adjournment: the Honorable Ajay Spain, the Honorable Rosalind Smith. Please, I would like to see you after adjournment. The Honorable Claude, in that order, please. Ajay Spain, Rosalind Smith, and Claude Commander. Yeah, Nabu.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I just want to call our attention to, I think it was either towards the end of the year or beginning of the year, towards the end of last year or beginning of this year, the Minister of Information did come here to tell us about the economic situation in the country, that we were in austerity, and by the end of March, he will come back to inform us. I would therefore want the Minister, was the information of finance, okay, one of the ministers, finance, I want us to know whether we are still in austerity or we've gone to recession or the economy has improved. So I'd like the minister to come and explain to this house and to the nation. Thank you.
No, she said the Minister of Information, but I take the point because she meant the Minister of Finance. Simple as that. I rule on that. No more. Honorable members, the House is adjourned. Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to see the following members immediately after sitting it, and it's very, very important. The Honorable Brahim Akonte, the Honorable Dr. Eya Dabunde, Honorable Alhaji Sire Dumbuya, Honorable Bai Kaloko, Honorable Tamba Eba, Albert Dean Kamara, Honorable Kombo Kamara, Honorable Kusan Sise, Honorable Moses B. Joki, Honorable Mimi Soba Stevens, Honorable Dr. Barnett Lahai, Honorable Francis Kowa, Honorable Rose Marie Bangua, Honorable Edward Style Django, Honorable Abi Kaloko, Honorable Usman K. Conte, Honorable A. B. Kata, Honorable Emma Josephine Kowa, and the Honorable Basiru Siliki. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Bash! Yes, yes, Anne.
Announcement. Members of the Legislative Committee are also invited to a meeting tomorrow after pre-leg.
Yes, Anne. Why also? Why also? It's a separate meeting. So announce it without also. It's separate.
Members of the Legislative Committee are invited tomorrow at 11 to scrutinize the bill entitled the Food and Feed Safety Authority Bill.
Yes, and when you say also, that is, this one is added to the connection. There is no connection. No connection, no. Honorable members, the House is adjourned to Thursday, the 5th of October, 2017 at 10 a.m.